On a day in 1918, a 16-year-old young lady named Rose Zetzer, Z-E-T-Z-E-R, was a student in Eastern High School in a class discussing the assignment, "Shall Women Have the Right to Vote?" She recalls, "Right then and there, I made up my mind. I am going to be a lawyer. Everybody around me laughed. Who ever heard of a woman lawyer?" In those days, the question was reasonable. The Maryland State Bar Association was an all-male bastion. Women were simply not admitted, period. A seething Rose Zetzer began marching with women suffragettes. She enrolled in Johns Hopkins and then went on to the University of Maryland Law School, earning a law degree in 1925. She immediately began to practice law, one of two women in Baltimore. The other was Jeanette Wolman. 2 years later, she began a 9-year quest to gain admittance to the Maryland Bar Association. One male lawyer, observing how she persisted in her hard-edged battle to get women lawyers' recognition, remarked, "She got on men's nerves." To such comments, she would say, "The only reason women were excluded from the Maryland Bar Association was because male lawyers liked sitting around with their feet up, smoking and telling stories. Well, I have a few stories we girls tell. It would shake them up." She shook them up good in 1940 when she formed the very first all-woman law firm in Baltimore, Zetzer, Carton, Friedler, and Park. Her life became even more visible in 1962 when she won a lawsuit for a woman jockey who had been denied a license to ride in Maryland's male-only racetracks. She remarked, "It took the judge 5 seconds to grant the judgment." Rose Zetzer died in 1998 at age 94, her life's work done. Generations that follow take for granted that of course women practice law in Baltimore, and of course there are women judges. They owe their status to changing times and, too, to Rose Zetzer and her place in Baltimore's history. Not a bad place for a woman lawyer who had a reputation for getting on male lawyers' nerves.